This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. Today we begin Siman Kuf Samach Daled. Din Sheyachal Lahasnois Ala Natila. The halacha that you could stipulate on Natila. Says Mechaber, from the Gemara Nchulan Daf Kuvav, Noitel Adam Yadav Shachris, person could wash his hands in the morning, Umasna Aleim Kalyam, and stipulate on them for the whole day. Afilu Shaloi B'Shas Hadchak. Even if it's not such a pressing situation, uvavad shelo yasiach daitoy mehem, as long as you don't divert your attention from them, v'lo yitanfem, and you don't get them dirty. V'mayim mitzuyin loy, if water is available, tavshiach sevito yadav, it's good to wash your hands again, avlo yivarech, but don't make a bracha. Says Mishnah Berurah, umas na'aleim. The best way to stipulate is bepiv, with your mouth. Or at the very least, you should have in mind or at least have in mind that this natila should work for all the eatings you're going to do. Let's say like this. You could wake up in the morning, wash your hands for breakfast, and then you'll eat bread for breakfast. Then you'll eat bread for lunch, and you'll eat bread for dinner, and you don't have to wash each time. You could stipulate that the netilah of the morning will cover you throughout the day. You have to be careful that first netilah should be in the correct way what is required for washing, for eating. A complete kli. Uvekayach gavra. And with human force, v'mayim shalein ishtan mareim, water that the color didn't change, v'shalein nasa and malacha, chumabar b'siman ha'koinim. So Mishnah Berurah is pointing out that this is not just saying you could wash your hands for breakfast and use it not only for breakfast but for lunch and for dinner. It's saying you could wash your hands for shachris. You're washing your hands for shachris and you're making the bracha of al natil siyadayim. And you could be masne that this netila should work not only for shachris, but for breakfast an hour later, and lunch 5 hours later, and supper 12 hours later. Even though technically netila siyadayim for shachris doesn't need all of these requirements. After netila siyadayim shachris ein kpedo kol kach b'chol elu advarim, kamavar b'siman dalet, zeh, for this, kivan shu l'achilo shani, okay. Afilu shaloi b'shas hadchak. V'yesh min ha-poizkim shakasu de'en l'hakal b'zeh. Kiyem b'shas hadchak. Some poizkim say, only be lenient b'shas hadchak. Kagon shahilich b'darach. Let's say you're going on the road. This is the Marshal and the Elya Rabba, meaning the Mechaber holds you could do this even shaloi b'shas hadchak. But some achrayim say you should only do it b'shas hadchak, kagon shalich b'darach, v'yari shalayim tzor shamayim, you're afraid you're not going to find water, v'chein kishiyosha ba'agolim avde gilulim, or if you're on a caravan with idolaters in matino alav kishayir v'chavis achamayim, and they're not going to wait for you when you go down and search for water. Or they're not going to wait for you when you search for a kais. They're going to say, use a plastic kais. So you say, no, that's only for avde kaychavim. But for if your mother's Jewish, you need to actually use a kais, and they're not going to wait for you. V'ein mamtinon olav k'sheyered v'yichapis achar mayim. Choshev shasadchak, av shu yodeh sheyesh mayim baderech ahi. Even though you know there'll be water, but they're not going to wait for you. Mahani k'shenetol shachris umasna, it will help if you wash in the morning and stipulate v'ayin l'kamei sov siv kata andal and mashi kosam tnu b'zeh. Shelo yasiach datay. You have to be careful not to be meisiach das. Mishmiras yada, from guarding your hands, shelo yigu b'makom hatinofes, not to touch a dirty spot. That's what the Rama means when he adds v'lo yitanfem. V'zeu shikas Rama v'lo yitanfem, hu perush divrei hamechaber. V'hai v'loi roitzoloimer sheloi. This v'loi means that when the Rama says v'lo yitanfem, it means be meisiach, don't be meisiach das, so as not to dirty them. So it's very interesting. Here the Mishnah Berurah is saying clearly, the words v'lo yitanfem are the words of the Rama. And the Mishnah Berurah says the Rama is explaining the Mechaber. Even though yesterday we saw when the Rama said, the Mechaber says you could wrap your hands, the Rama says, or you could use a spoon, there the Mishnah Berurah says he's arguing on the Mechaber. Now, why would you assume that he's explaining the Mechaber? He doesn't say Hagah here, so it's not like he's coming, he's not arguing, he's explaining. It's not a Hagah. But yet yesterday, when the Rama also didn't say Hagah, and theoretically you could have learned, and I think I personally did learn, said Lulei the Mistafina, you know, Lulei the Mishnah Berurah, you could have learned that what the Rama means, Oy Oycha Idei Kaf, is the Rama is extrapolating that just like wrapping helps, a utensil also helps. It's interesting, here the Mishnah Berurah says, it's the Rama is Perush Devei HaMechaber. Okay, Vafilu Hachi, Now, frek the Mishnah Berurah Kasha, if you're not Meisiach Das, then why do you need to be Mechavein that the original Natila should help for bread, even if you're not Mechavein, your hands are clean? You have to stipulate first, that the Natila will help for Achila, Mishum de Natilas Yadayim, Boy, kavana l'achila. You still need kavana. Why? Netil siyadayim requires kavana l'achila. Ula ha-poiskim de l'netila loy boy kavana. And according to the poiskim, that netila doesn't need kavana. Kamavoyar b'simen kuf nun tesif yud gimel. Ah, now the Mishnah has another kasha. I explained why you need to have kavana, even though your hands are clean, because we said earlier Netil Sidam needs kavana. But what about those who hold Netil Sidam doesn't need kavana? Yeshlamer dol hachi tzarech na tonight. You need the stipulation of the following reason: the kivan dol chal hayoyim hu, since it's for the whole day. Ein soim chenal shmi rasa. We won't rely on your guarding. Shema yishkach. Maybe you'll forget v'lav adaita without realizing elam kein hisna, unless you stipulated the aznaisin leiv li zahar yoyser. So the purpose of the tenai is to give a boost to your alertness to make sure that you don't slacken off your shmirah.
So we're not saying the mesiach das is on the washing itself. Like ki'iluf, like you start drinking a cup of water and you kept your mind on the water and you come back to it 20 minutes later, now make a new broth.
Now the Mishnah Berurah says shelo yasiach datoy mishmiras yadav. Yeah, you're not Mesiach Das from guarding your hand. That's what the...
You can down to Shemon Esra, you can even see if that's from the actual Matila.
That's... You have to still be... no, because the same way when you're down to Shemon Esra, you're not Mesiach Das from the Natila Siyadayim of Shacharis. We don't say you have to wash again after Shemon Esra because you had so much Kavanah, you're Mesiach Das from Natila Siyadayim. It means you can't divert your attention from guarding it.
Right, he's Bedafka saying it's guarding the hand, not the other type of Mesiach Das, where like you're being Mesiach Das on the Tilo.
What do you mean Mesiach Das on the Natila? That you didn't forget that you washed. The point is that your hands are clean.
Don't think that Mesiach Das means that, you know, we don't interpret it that Mesiach Das on the Netilo, but it's the Dafka on the Shmir of the Yadayim.
Okay. What would it mean on the Netila? You're not Mesiach Das on the Netila? There are two things that are needed. One is you can't stop guarding your hands, but even if your hands are clean, you also need to make a tenai. What's the reason for the tenai? Either because Netilas Yadayim needs kavana, or to give your shmira extra caution. We're not going to rely on your shmira. You might forget. Now, what if you were guarding your hands for Torah, but not for achila? For Torah and Tefillah, it's a lower level of Shmirah. Chazoinir says you would have to wash again.
What's the metzias of such a tenai that it helps you? That, I mean, if your hands did touch something that it was supposed to, Moroshach, what is this tenai doing?
Shlomo Zalman says it's not a real tenai. It's not Medina. You know, it's not like from the Tanai B'nai Gadu B'nai Ruvain. You don't have to say, if I wash my hands, you know, then it will be good Netiyah. If I don't wash my hands, it's Midin Kavana. It's Midin Kavana. Since Netiyah Sidayim needs Kavana La'achila, so therefore you need to, you're Mechavein, that it should work for all the Achilais. And according to the other Poskim, it's for Simas Halev.
The sinan is telling me that if you have kavana to be mekayim this, it works. But I don't know, what's the special halacha of this?
Yeah, because you would think there's no way you could be attentive for the whole day.
Well, I still have that question. How does this work?
Through the special stipulation you make, it gives it you're alert.
Here's a good taste of how to focus on something, how to concentrate on this, how to do something properly.
Yeah, that's what we're learning now. Correct. Sivkatan Dalet, V'lo Yitanfim, Tinuf HaPoysel B'Natila. What is dirt? What does it mean, don't get your hands dirty? Let's say you touch the dust on the floor. Is that dirt? Mishnah Berurah says, Tinuf HaPoysel B'Natila, Hurak Mitzoya, Isaiah Koshu. A tinuf that disqualifies washing is excrement or sweat, even a tiny bit. V'afilu rak nagavim comes amchusim begufa. Even if you merely touch the covered part of your body, ul kila kamei b'siv beiz. Avol tinuf afar v'tit, dust and dirt. V'alma, dirt, filth or dust. Einoi poysel anatila. When we talk about that, don't get your hands dirty. It doesn't mean don't touch mud. If you went outside and touched mud, you don't. That doesn't disqualify anatilas yadayim. You don't have to wash again. Mud doesn't make your... We're talking about excrement or sweat. Sweat means any sweat of your body except for your forehead. Kasu apoiskim. Dim hichnes yadu v'bate yadayim miyad achar natila v'lo yoytzion mayal. What if like this? You stuck your hands in gloves after the natila and you didn't remove them. It helps. Why? Even if you were meisiach das, the su lekach shash hesagadas vade nishmor yada. We're not worried. Your hands are definitely clean. So gloves also help. Now, would you have to make the tanai? Question: if you wore gloves, would you have to make the tanai? It depends. According to the Poskim, that the purpose of Tanai is for Kavana, you would have to make the Tanai. According to the Poskim, that the purpose of Tanai is Shmira, you would not have to make the Tanai. L'chaira. Okay. Kasu Hashiyar Knesset Dov El Yarabi Sha'ina Nagama Shalai Lahasas. Nowadays, the minigas, we don't do this Tanai. Mishem Sha'ina Nichem Lizar. Because you can't be careful. Shlo yasicho daitem mishmir sayadayim, not to be misiach das lachin manu atnai mikol v'chol. The tnai doesn't help. Now again, why do you need to make the tnai? According to the pesukim, that's to have kavana. So it's in order that this netil sidayim needs kavana la'achila. So you need to be masna. So what's the shiur knes agdola saying? That you will be meisiach das. The tanai is not for hesach hadas. The answer is, well, then certainly you won't be able to do it because your attention alone would not be able to keep your mind on it. It seems though it's like it's going according to the poskim that the purpose of the tanai is so that you're not meisiach das, which by the way is the reason why that we're not moitzi people with berachas hamazon b'zman hazeh. The Mishnah Berurah says, why is it that, why don't we say by Rechus HaMazon, B'roi V'am HaJas Melech? You know, by Kiddush, we say one guy makes Kiddush. You know, having the parade where everybody in the family makes Kiddush, even Pesach, it's not halachically correct. For sure not on Shabbos, even Pesach. It's not, if it's your minog, I don't know what to tell you. But halachically, it's B'roi V'am HaJas Melech. One person does it. So why don't we say the same thing about Berachas HaMazon? So Mishnah Berurah says, because nowadays, who could possibly be listening for so long throughout the whole Berachas HaMazon without diverting your attention. Which, by the way, is a very important admonition for Kiddush, that if your mind is wandering during Kiddush, then you're going to need to make your own Kiddush. You're not Yotze Kiddush. If you're, you know, during Kiddush, checking out all the dips on the tables and doing a sociological analysis of why 20 years ago there were no dips and now there are more dips, you're not Yotze Kiddush. Make your own Kiddush. Mishnah Berurah says we don't do it for Berachas HaMazon because people's minds wander. If your mind is, if you want to be Yotze Kiddush to somebody, you need to be focusing on every word they said. Everybody, not only if your mother's Jewish or if you converted to Judaism. Otherwise, you know, if let's say if you're not Jewish, you could sit at Kiddush and have your mind wander and study the dips. So here the Mishnah Berurah is saying that for a whole day, it's not shayach that you won't be meisiach das from the Netilas Yadayim. But then he says, it depends how pressing it is. If it's very pressing, you could rely on it, even bizman hazeh. You just need extra carefulness and alacrity to guard your hands. Therefore, you should wear gloves. The Eitzah is, if you want to do this, you should wear gloves. It's 97 degrees outside. Okay, that's the price of eating bread in New York City for lunch. Also, if you happen to have water, you should wash again. Okay, we'll hold it here. I'm going to do something a little different for the next section.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.